Blog Talk Radio.
Juliet, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This Dr. Cox, Master Time, presenting the word today. We'll be speaking today from the book of the Apostle of Rome, the 4th chapter to the 25th verse. 1 to 25 we'll be teaching today. And may the word sink in your heart, and may God get the glory. As we speak to you today. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers, my sisters, we are coming to you. The Lord has made it possible that we can come to you on a weekly basis and share the good news of the Word of God. When I say it is the good news from a far country, we as pilgrims sojourning to a land that not made by hand. We are as pilgrims on this earth passing through. We are as travelers who are traveling to a city that there is no wrong trip. Our beloved, I want you to be mindful today that the footprint that we left on the sands of time, amen, they will erase the rain and the elements, will erase it, and we will gone, and our memory will be lost in the sands of time. It doesn't matter what we have done. It doesn't matter what we have said. It doesn't matter how good we think we are. But my friend, we all will be measured with the same measurement. My friend, today, my heart goes out for you to see the condition in which this world is headed. My neighbor today is not heard of. Amen. The police has given up. Amen. They have surrendered their badges to the deceitful and wicked elements of society. They are saying throw in the towel. On every corner you go now in the state of Florida, you can buy narcotic. My friend, in every courtroom you go to, there is men marrying men, women, a married woman. My friend, I guarantee you, I will give you all the rice in China, or all the gold in Kentucky, or the silver in New York. You see, two women conceive and bear a child, or two men conceive and bear a child. My friend, my God said, it's abomination in His sight He did burn up a city before a time, our beloved. But this world, it's time for this world will be burned up because the corrupted elements of this world smell and stink in the nostril of God. And the handwriting is on the wall. It's just a matter of time. He will set this world on fire. Let me love it before, but just before he lit the torch, we come to you daily, weekly, to remind you, he says, but whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can save your soul and be one of those who will exchange the cross for a crown. You can save your soul. You can save your mind. And one of those who will change his garments of unrighteousness and sing the song of the spiritual, or have a new body. Praise the Lord. I have a new body. Ah, beloved, that body, this old mortal body, will be changed into immortality and go to meet the Lord in there. My friend, I want you to know that. It says, whosoever called, they'll let the blind, let the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm not ashamed to call upon his name. I have the Holy Spirit power within me. And I am his disciple, one of his disciples. I wouldn't look back. That old deceiver had tried to close my mouth from day one, but my God said, I give you the voice of many waters. Now, beloved, and until my last breath breathes and my eye closes in death, I will speak for Jesus. My friend, you can't intimidate me. From an eyes I've seen the glory of the coming of the Lord and his truth is marching on. My friend, I don't need a promotion, a position, or a popularity to be heard. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be seen. And I'll walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companion are few, my guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. My friend, today I cannot be bought. Even for all the rice in China, cannot be deluded or delayed. Turn it back. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of adversity. Negotiate at the table of my enemies. Ponder at the pool of popularity or mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up until I've stayed up, stored up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am one of his disciples. I must go until he comes. And when he comes for me, he shall know me. I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. God, our beloved, you too can say, you too can testify that his blood applied to your heart. Our beloved, this is Dr. Cox Master Time. You can call me 305-836-9545 or write me 9350 Northwest, 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida. Or if you're in the city of Miami, 1351 Northwest, 67th Street, with the right Bishop Walter Harris Richardson, pastor and overseer. If you hear the testimony, you can come by. Hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And they're singing the song that the angel cast, and I have redeemed you. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My friends, today, we are looking the beginning of the beginning. Fourth said, what shall we say then? What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, as the pretender to the pretending to the flesh, has found for if Abraham was justified by work, he had wherefore be glory, but not before God. For what said the scripture, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh in the is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believed on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of man, unto whom God imputed righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquity are forgiven, and whose sin are covered. Blessed is the man of whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcised only, upon the uncircumcised also? For we are saying that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned, when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, and see a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of the circumcised, to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the step of that faith of our father Abraham, who he had been yet uncircumcised, which he have been yet uncircumcised, for the promise that he shall be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed, through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they, which are of the law, be heir, faith is made void, the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is our faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seeds. That means the seed of Abraham. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believeth, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who again hope, believeth in hope, that he might believe the father of many nations, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seeds be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in the faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Nor it was not written for the sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed. If we believe on him that raised up Christ, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. My friend, Abraham, though he was old, he did not stagger at the promise of God. He said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But you must believe. You must hold fast to the faith, to having faith in God, that he is able to perform whatever promise he had made. He had made a promise to Abraham that he will be the father of humanity. And though he was stricken in age, Sarah laughed when she heard the message. being an old lady, an old man. But with God, all things are possible. When you're talking about being saved, folks say, well, I have did so much evil in my life. There is no hope. But my friend, your hope is that you believe that God is able to save your soul from hellfire. Oh, my friend, you can hear all the time that some folks make a game of, oh, I'd rather go to hell. But my friend, I think if you realize, only knew, if you only understand the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God is pleased with you. See, I set before you an open door. I set before you choose ye this day. Here you go back to the eon of time where God made a covenant with Abraham that his seed shall be great. And he will be the father of the faithful. And all now through the 66th generation. And Abraham being stricken in age. His wife being stricken in age. But he have yet believed. But for us also, whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Christ, Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offense, and raised again for justification. To being justified by faith, we have peace with God. You have to believe that you have peace with God, being justified by faith. As you know the story, how God sent his only son to bleed and die to save a sinner just like me, just like you. My friend, today, before I leave you, my friends, you can believe the good or the evil. But my neighbors, all of us will be measured by the same rule. He said, I set before you an open door. A blessing if you believe. A cursing if you believe not. Today, beloved, chose he this day blessing and be saved. To whosoever called upon the name of the Lord, it may be morning, night, or noon. I've assured thee, he is coming back to claim his own. He is coming back in such an hour that you think not. He is coming back with the courthouse full, with homosexual getting license to marry. He's coming back, all these lesbian women fighting for a license to get married. He is coming back for all you liars. He's coming back. And if your soul were not anchored in Jesus, my friends, you'll be left behind. I say, there's a train bound for glory. You have a chance to get on the train. Rather bound for glory. Rather, the gates are pearl, the streets of gold, and the silver water running down the throne of God. The angels bowing down. The cherubim wing high in the face of God. The angels singing, "Holy, holy, my Lord." And the luscious garden in the background with a tree of life stand waiting for you. The gates of pearl, the streets of gold. That's a reward for those who have anchored their soul in Jesus. For those who have paid the price to be called or sanctified. For those who have paid the price, took the ridicule. But friends, there's another train bound for hell. All those who said, I'd rather go to hell, where the devil himself is the engineer. He said, "Ha ha ha ha! Welcome aboard. You have paid your fare, and the land you saved. Yes, you have cheated. You have lied. You have murdered. You have the deceiver. You will plunder the fatherless, the motherless, the widow. You are cheated. You have falsified documents. You have do all abominable act of deceitful to get your way. See, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, because you have paid your fare, and I'm sure will land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench." My friends, you still have another minute to ask God to save your soul and make you whole. And you too will have a chance. You say, "I have a new garment. you drop this robe of flesh and seize your new garment. And you can sing the song that the angel can sing. Hallelujah.